Blog Talk Radio.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أيا لسلال أيا لسلال هيا الله فلاد هيا الله فلاد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. دول حج يوم عرفة دول الأذن مبارك جمعة مبارك. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Church Mosque Masjid Number 0 Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Allah Umma's Temple Masjid live on air. Bismillah. I will offer important announcements while our worshipers offer their sunnah. Dear brothers and sisters, here at Allah Umma's Temple Masjid, and dear brothers and sisters, online guests and listeners who momentaneously arrived, if you have not yet, please offer your sunnah and greet al-masjid 2 rak'ahs. If you have done so, please be seated quietly and mute your phone. Our listeners and guests on the listener's dial-in number, don't forget to mute your phone. If you want to call in live and speak with the imam, be sure to dial 516-387-1994. Again, that's 516-387-1994. You will be able to hear important announcements of the Islamic holiday, Dhul Hajj 1437, Yawm Arafat, and Idul Al-Adha, while you are on hold. Thank you for listening to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Mosque Masjid Number 0, Blog Talk Radio. Now airing important announcements. Brothers and sisters, we are honored and very happy to receive you on the days of Dhul Hajj. We are aligned on our axis with the pilgrims and the Middle East Mecca of Hajj. Today in the USA is the 9th day, 2016. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, you're cordially invited to join us Dhul Hajj, 10th day of Arafat on Saturday. Please invite your guests and family, bring your children and your loved ones with you. Join us in celebration of Idul Adha on Saturday, 10th, and Sunday, 11th, 2016. Each sacrifice may take place until sunset on the 13th day of Dhul Hajj, 1437. In the Middle East, for Muslims around the world, by sheikhs and imams, Allah-Umma's non-animal burnt Eid sacrifice may take place at Allah-Umma Temple Masjid until sunset on 10th, 11th, and 13th, officiating the burnt sacrifices by the Imam Malika Maryam al-Umma. Everyone must give zakat charity, a donation fee of $10 per person for al-Eid sacrifice. If you have not turned in your Eid sacrifice forms, please fill in the form and turn it in by low midnight, September 9th. Upon exiting al-Umma's Temple Masjid, be sure to receive the Eid forms of your choice by the brothers whom awaits you leaving al-Masjid. Our online listeners, you may download or copy and paste the form from Ala Umma's Family Supreme Store at http://AlaUmmaFamilySupremeStore.simdiff.com. That's AlaHUMMAFAMILYSUPREMESTORE.simdiff.com. Fill in the form and email the form to us at the Supreme Wisdom Lessons at Yahoo.com or Ala Umma's Temple Masjid at Yahoo.com and or at Ala Umma's Temple Masjid Facebook. Mandatory, brothers and sisters, join us in the continuation and prayer, the Takbir days of Tashrik. This are from the Fajr prayer of the ninth of Dhul al-Hijjah up to the Asura prayer of the 13th of Dhul al-Hijjah. That's 5 days and 4 nights. This equals 23 prayers, 5 on the 9th through 12, which equals 20, and 3 on the 13th. We ask our brothers, sisters, and children are expected to dress in their finest clothing to perform Eid. Be prepared to pray in a large congregation, buy gifts, especially for children, gifts such as money toys, educational literature, Qurans, anything of good value is accepted. Be on your best behavior. In 3 minutes, we will hear our Kutub sermon by the Imam Khatib Ayatollah Mujtahidi, Lady Malika Maryam Ala Umma. Keep track with days of the Islamic holidays and Hijri year 1437 Gregorian 2016 calendar on our website at http://AlaUmmaFamilySupremeStore.simdiff.com, powered by www.islamicfinder.org. Thank you for listening to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Blog Talk Radio. If you like today's cookbook, you can follow the Supreme Wisdom Lesson broadcast at http://www.blogtalkradio.com/the Supreme Wisdom Lessons at Yahoo. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/the Supreme Wisdom Lessons. You may also listen on the website of the Ala Umma's Family Supreme Store, and that's https://AlaUmmaFamilySupremeStore.simdiff.com. Listen to on-demand archives or dial the listener's dial-in number 516-387-1994. Prayer timetable, Dhul al-Hijjah in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Friday 9th, 2016. Today is Friday 9th. Fajr prayer started at 5:31 a.m. Sunrise, 6:41 a.m. Salatul Dhuhr, 1:01 p.m. Salatul Ashura, 4:34 p.m. Salatul Maghrib, 7:19 p.m. and Salatul Isha, 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday 10th, Salatul Fajr starts at 5:32 a.m. Sunrise, 6:42 a.m. Salatul Dhuhr, 1 o'clock p.m. Salatul Ashura, 4:34 p.m. Salatul Maghrib, 7:17 p.m. Salatul Isha, 8:28 p.m. Stay tuned for updates and important announcements and other upcoming Islamic holidays and more at www.blogtalkradio.com, The Supreme Wisdom Lessons. Prayer timetable, Dhul Hijra in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Friday 9, 2016. You may also keep up with the times of the prayers universal. Okay? So now airing live, Imam Malika Maryam Alouma. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حيا الله صلاة حيا الله صلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Jumma Dhul Hajjal Mubarak. Dhul Hajjal Yalat al-Mujahideen al-Qadr. Iya kalwadni wa kalwadi al-Izzal Assalamu alaikum aki. Assalamu alaikum ukati. Once again, we are blessed. We have met Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Dhul Hijjah is the month of repentance and sacrifice. No Muslim is left out. One who not able to pay pilgrimage this year to Hajj in the Middle East, Mecca, must observe Dhul Hijjah by doing prayers, fasting, and repentance. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. I testify there is no deity, no God worthy of worship but Allah. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, praise Allah Ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, Allahu Ta'ala said, invite all to the way of the Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them in ways that are best and most gracious. For thy Lord knoweth best who have strayed from his path. Al-Quran, Surah 16, Ayah 125. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Praise Allah Ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, invocation is invoking prayer. Giving supplication to Allah for purification of soul. Today, Jummah services is an opportunity for you to save yourself and be redeemed from all past, previous, and upcoming sins that is laid before you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of the highest example how to give invocation. He gave observance to Allah in prayer, invoking prayers, begging and pleading Allah's mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. We Muslims must follow his good example. He left with us a survival package. One of the things inside that package was how to pray and words to say. Brothers and sisters, this is your time to acknowledge your sins and repent for yours, that he may find forgiveness in you. It was these words Prophet Muhammad said in invocation. He said, all praise is due to Allah. I praise him and seek his assistance, and I beseech his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, the one he has no associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, we beseech help from Him, and ask His protection. We confide in Him, we trust Him alone, and we seek protection against the evils and mischief of our souls and from the bad results of our deeds. Whomsoever He guides on the right path, none can misguide him, and whosoever He declares misled, none can guide him onto the right path. And we bear witness that none deserves to be worshipped except Allah. He is alone and has no partner. We bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. O servant of Allah, may Allah be merciful to you. Verily, Allah commands you to act with justice, to confer benefits upon each other, and to do good to others, as one does to one's kindred, and forbids evil which pertains to your own selves and evils which affect others, and prohibits revolts against unlawful authority. He warns you again, being unmindful. You remember Allah, He too will remember you. Call Him, and He will make a response to your call. And verily, divine remembrance is the highest virtue. Today, I am honored and blessed by Allah's permission to share with you Juma al-Kufa Sermon Dhul Hijjah 1437-2016. The sacred month of Dhul Hijjah 1437, known as Dhul Hijjah, Dhul Hijjah al-Arafat, and Idul al-Adha, which is September 2016. And the Gregorian calendar has started in the Middle East, Mecca, September 2016. And the Middle East, important days to focus on the month of Dhul Hijjah. These are the days of Hajj, with on the 8th, the 9th, 10th, and 12th. Monday through Friday. According to the Hijrah year 1437, these are the days, 8, 9, 10, and 12. In the Gregorian calendar year 2016, Muslims around the world in different countries observe Hajj along with the Muslim pilgrims on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and 9th day, which is today, my dear brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, the 9th day, okay, is one of them, all right? So today, the 9th, is a very special, important day. In the Muslim world, the 9th was yesterday. But for us, today is the 9th. And why it's an important day for us? Because the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Arafah, okay? So this is why we are very blessed this day. It is the day of repentance. Even upon Muslims who did not go to Hajj, on these 3 days, at least on the 9th, must observe Hajj by performing prayers, fasting, and repentance for their sins. According to the Hijri year 1437 and the sacred month of Dhul Hijjah, these are the days of Arafat, 8, 9, and 10, okay? So you have 8, 9th, and 10th. Arafat in the Middle East is on Saturday the 13th. And the Gregorian 2016 calendar in countries such as the USA, Canada, Europe, etc., the day of Arafat and full alignment. Arafat is on the 10th, which is tomorrow. Also, Eid al-Adha, the festival of the sacrifice, begins on the 10th day and ends on sunset of the 12th. Okay? Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala karilu mursaleenu muhammadinu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Astaghfirullah. All praises due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad bin Abdullah, as well as on his family and his companions. Seek Allah's forgiveness, brothers and sisters. Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallamu taslim. Al-Quran 33:56. That's Surah 33:56. Allah and his angels send blessings on the Prophet, O ye that believe. Send ye blessings on him and salute him with all respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Day of Arafat. Day of Arafat, brothers and sisters, also called the Day of Repentance and Acceptance of Supplication, again takes place on the 8th, 9th, and 10th of the month of Dhul al-Hajj. The Day of Arafat is the holiest day in Islam that falls on the 9th day. This happens to be approximately 70 days after the end of the month of Ramadan. Muslims make their way from Mina to a nearby hillside called Mount Arafat. It was this site that Prophet Muhammad gave one of his last famous sermons in the final years of his life. Eid al-Adha. Brothers and sisters, for those who don't know, you can say Eid al-Adha, okay? So festival of the sacrifice is what Eid al-Adha is, okay? So also called the sacrifice feast or Bakra Eid. The days of Eid have been singled out in the Hadith as days of remembrance. The Eid festival of sacrifice is the second of the two Muslim holidays celebrated worldwide each year and considered holier of the two. That is Eid al-Fitr, which was Ramadan. Remember Ramadan? We all fast for the month of Ramadan, and we had Eid. That was Eid al-Fitr. Okay? Now, Eid al-Adha. In the Islamic lunar calendar, Eid al-Adha falls on the 10th day of Dhul al-Hajj and lasts for 3 days. In the Gregorian calendar, the dates vary from year to year, approximately 11 days earlier each year. Tomorrow, inshallah, tomorrow, I will share with you an Yom Kippur sermon more about Eid al-Fitr. Inshallah, okay? So meanwhile, may Allah grant us all a blessed, a successful Eid sacrifice. Al-Nim, Masalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayya Allah salat, hayya Allah salat. Quat quat matis Allah, quat quat matis Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jaduka wa la ilaha galuk. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Arhamirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna atainaka al-qasar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwa abtar. Allahu Akbar. Subhana rabbiyal azim. Subhana rabbiyal azim. Subhana rabbiyal azim. Samiya lukhudu min hamdal. Rabbana lakala hamd. Allahu Akbar. Subhana rabbiyal. Subhana rabbiyal. Subhana rabbiyal. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi Allah. Subhana Rabbi Allah. Subhana Rabbi Allah. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Min sharri ma khalaq. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. Min sharri nafathati fil qad. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ حَسَدَ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Subhana Rabbi Allah, Subhana Rabbi Allah, Subhana Rabbi Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi Allah, Subhana Rabbi Allah, Subhana Rabbi Allah, Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum, you hanabi, you are rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, wa Allah ibadillahi salihin. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, any good came from Allah, and any wrong came from myself or Shaitan. Therefore, I ask Allah's mercy upon me and forgive me my wrongful errors. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, please stand. And for those who are not able to stand, you may remain seated. Raise your right hand up with your index finger raised, somewhat as you would do when performing al-salat when sitting position, julus or jalsa, after the second fourth raka in salat, with your right hand rested on your lap with index finger raised towards the east. This is called tashahhud. Tashahhud is somewhat slightly different from kalima shahada. Tashahhud is a prayer said silently, and kalima shahada is to bear witness by repeating the two simple statements after the imam recites it loud enough that the imam or congregation bear witness, you're testifying becoming a Muslim. To become a Muslim, one needs only to profess the declaration of faith, Shahada. In Islam, this consists of two simple statements. I will say the statement and then you'll repeat after me, okay? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Okay? So please repeat. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Congratulations. Allahu Akbar. That's it. What you have declared, dear brothers and sisters, is there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. With these statements coming from the bottom of one's heart, one becomes a member of the Muslim Ummah or community. In essence, it is as if one has signed a contract with Allah to carry out the teachings of al-Islam sanctioned in the Holy Quran and Hadith. Please join with us or find a masjid in your local residency area where you live. You may join with us by signing up with the Supreme Wisdom Lessons at yahoo.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go in peace. Masalam.